So let's review. The Mishnah earlier brought the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. Afila Amar lebezn hagadol shebeYerushalayim tnu ged leishti sheyilmadu v'yichtuv v'yitnu. Even if he addresses bezdin, we assume that he is appointing them shluchim to write the get themselves. And Shmuel ruled halacha k'Rabbi Yosi da Amar mili lemimsrin l'shliach. The halacha follows Rabbi Yosi because mere words cannot be transmitted to another shliach. The Gemara explains that Shmuel ruled like Rabbi Yosi because Rabbi Yosi nimuka imay. Rabbi Yosi always clearly explained his reasoning. However, after some discussion, the Gemara concludes Rabbi Yosi tarti amar, Shmuel sabla kabase b'chada upalig le'b'chada. Rabbi Yosi indeed holds mili lemimsrin l'shliach even in the case of Oimer Imru. However, Shmuel disagreed with him in this regard. Shmuel holds that in the regular shlichus we say mili lemimsrin l'shliach, but in the case of Oimer Imru we say mili mimsrin l'shliach. The Gemara cites another case of Oimer Imru. Amar l'shnayim Imru l'seifa v'yichtay v'lupleini u'pleini v'yichtamu. If a husband asks two people to instruct a scribe to write a get, and to instruct two others to sign it, kasher b'leisasezais b'Yisrael, but the ever the get is valid. However, l'ketchila, this should not be done, because cheshina shematisker edim, she might hire witnesses to testify that they received such instructions. Although edim hachasumen al sade mekach v'al get isha l'chasher chacham l'dover zeh, witnesses on documents are not suspected of signing falsely. However, the Gemara differentiates. Maisaloy avdi devor kamri. Rashi explains. Maisaloy avdi sheicht musheker or yidu sheker. Dibura avdi. Oimer lachem lasis vachem svurim shabal tziva. They would not forge a document or testify falsely, but they might falsely instruct others to do something. The Gemara brings a similar case. Amal shnayim imru l'seifa v'yichtiv v'atim chasumu. If he instructed them to hire a scribe, but signed the get themselves. Rabbi Babachana Amar Kasher Viteyasa. He may liketchila give such instructions because they would not sign falsely. However, Rav Chisda Amar Kasher Veloisiyasa. The get is valid, however, this should not be done because, as Rashi explains, Gzeraha Atuha. To avoid confusion, this case was also included in the earlier decree. The Mishnah continues Amar La Asara Kisva Vitnu Get Leishti. If a husband instructed 10 people to write and deliver a get to his wife, Echad Kaisiv Vishnaim Chaisman. Any one of them may write it, and two of them should sign. However, kulchem kisaybu, if he said all of you should write it, echad kaisiv. Any one of them may write the get, and the Braisa adds, b'maymit kulon, they must all observe it being written, v'kulam chaisman, but they must all sign it. The Mishnah concludes, lafikach emes echad mehen hareis a get batal, therefore if any of them dies before signing, the get is not valid. The Gemara discusses an additional case. Mana Eisen, if he enumerated the people of the group by name, but did not say Kulchem, Rabbi Yechanan Amar Mana Harehu Kukulchem. This is equivalent to saying all of you, and they must all sign. Rav Huna Amar Mana Eina Kukulchem. Only two of them need to sign the get. The Gemara explains that these two opinions are actually referring to two separate cases. Hada Mana Kulu, Hada Mana Miktasayu. The question depends on whether he enumerated all of them or only some of them. The Gemara explains that this distinction can be made both ways. Some say that mana kulu, if he counted them all, harehu kukulchem, it's as if he said kulchem. While mana miktasayu, if he only counted some of them, ina kukulchem, and only two of those enumerated must sign. However, others explain that mana miktasayu, when he enumerates some of them, harehu kukulchem, because goli daiti dahani kapid, he expressed his insistence that all those enumerated must sign. While manukulu, if he enumerated them all and yet failed to say kulchem, einika kulchem. This indicates that loy kapir, he does not require them all to sign. The Gemara concludes that in similar situations where the husband gives his instructions before a group and did not say kulchem, Rabbi Yehuda was concerned, as Rashi explains, shema yom lu kulchem ichaven v'liyichtimu kulam. An observer might assume that the husband intended for all of them to sign, and if they do not, the get would be invalid. Therefore, he decreed that the get should clearly mention oy kulchan, oy kochad b'chad minchayin. That he instructed that the writing, the signing, and delivery may be carried out either by all of them or only some of them. However, Rava was concerned that the scribe will write kulchem and fail to add oy kochad b'chad, that the get is valid when written by only some of them. Therefore, he modified the decree that the get should only record the husband saying kesuvu kochad minchayin, chesumu kol trei minchayin. Any one of you may write, and any two of you may sign. Hanulach Ha'emer of Baruch Hashem completed the sixth parak, and we begin the seventh parak, Mishnah Achzoy, Be'ezus Hashem. The parak begins by discussing someone afflicted with kurdiyakis, a malady caused when dinachte chamro chadato dematzarta. A spirit attaches itself to a person if he consumes a large quantity of fresh wine. Zak the Mishnah, Misha achzu kurdiyakis va'amar kisvu get leishti, loy mukulum. A person afflicted with kurdiyakis cannot issue instructions to write a get for his wife, because as Rashi explains, in daito miyusha v'salav, he's not of sound mind. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah said Misha achzu kurdiyakis and did not simply say Misha noshcha yayin chadash, to teach us that the ha rucha kurdiyakis shema, the name of this spirit is kurdiyakis. This information is relevant likameya, to write an amulet which can control the spirit. The Gemara offers a remedy for kurdiyakis. Bistra sumka agumri v'chamra marka, lean meat broiled on coals consumed with diluted wine. The Gemara notes that this is also the cure for shimsha bas tlosa yayme, heat stroke of 3 days. However, latalga, for an illness caused by a chill, the opposite is required. Bistra shmeina agumra v'chamra chayi, fatty meat broiled on coals consumed with undiluted wine.